Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
One of the big stories we covered yesterday was the president on Friday attempting, and we still don't know if legally can do this, the temporary protected status for about 300-some Somalis in the state. And we know the president has paid close attention to what is happening with fraud, and there has been an extraordinary amount of fraud in the state. Many of these cases, including Feeding Our Future, a number of these individuals, a high percentage of these individuals are Somalis. And yesterday at a press conference, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar was speaking about this, and our friend and, in my opinion, tremendous political reporter, Tom Hauser, asked a question. Our friend, another show regular, Rochelle Olson, followed up, and it was rather testy between the two reporters and the congresswoman. So Mr. Hauser's here to kind of recap what took place. I think I laid it out reasonably well. Take me through your question and how Ilhan responded, and then how she responded to Rochelle's follow-up to her answer.
Yeah, well, thanks, Chad. I simply asked her, after they had had a rally at the Rotunda, speaking out against President Trump's proposed action that he has not acted on yet from Friday night about the people who are in this protection program, temporary protection program. And he's aiming it at the Somali community.
Yep.
And as you rightly point out, the majority of the people who have been charged and or convicted in those cases, in these massive fraud cases, Feeding Our Future, the best known among them, have been Somali Minnesotans, if you will. I asked her, to her knowledge, have any of the people in the TPS program been charged with fraud? And she said, not that she's aware of. And so we were talking about the Somali involvement in this fraud. Rochelle then followed up on my question by saying, you know, following up on Tom's question, don't you have a problem in, and that's as far as she got. Congresswoman Omar said, what do you mean by you? And Rochelle was kind of taken aback. And before she could even answer, she said, that was the problem with your question. Your question alone is racist because you're saying you, and Rochelle was talking about the Somali community, mm-hmm. and asking about that in and of itself is not racist, but that was the congresswoman's take on it. And so then there was a back and forth between Rochelle Olson, who I've known for a long time and isn't not the least bit racist. I don't even know how you get there, but And then some of the other representatives, Senator Muhammad, was talking about, and your coverage is racist too. We don't know what coverage she was talking about, but it was just very broad. Essentially, the point was, even by asking questions, legitimate questions, about Somali Minnesotan involvement in fraud, is in itself racist.
That's absurd.
I disagree with.
Yeah, that's absurd. I know, as someone like you, who has interviewed Congresswoman Omar many, many times, and when you're interviewing her, you'll get feedback in different ways. I get feedback here from texts, and some of it is very constructive, some of it is complimentary, and some of it is filth, okay? And I have no doubt that Ilhan Omar faces a lot of slander that is solely because of the country she's from. And by the way, she's been here in this country for decades. So I get that she has faced these slurs forever. But to suggest that almost any question you or Rochelle or me or anyone else is based in racism is deflecting instantly. We are reporting legitimately, you, Rochelle, and me, when we say, when we're talking about the population in this country, in our state in particular, of Somalis compared to whites and these fraud issues, it is a high number of Somalis. That does not mean, clearly, does not mean everyone who is Somali and lives in the state is involved. And if anybody says that, that's racist. That is. But to ask a question, including about the TPS, or a perception question, to immediately label someone as racist is just beneath the exchange of what happens between public figures and reporters, including someone who is incredibly visible because of where she is from, and the accusations and the slurs she's faced, including at times from the president of the United States.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you and I can't adequately put ourselves in her shoes and the vitriol and hate and threats that she gets. But she's never gotten any of those things from me.
No.
Or any responsible journalist who in the Twin Cities or elsewhere, who ask legitimate questions. She, you were referring to white people. She used the example to Rochelle, saying, if a white person commits a crime, do you then go to the white politicians and ask them, why don't you stop white people from committing crimes? And I tried to ask a follow-up question. They finally cut us off and walked away and wouldn't entertain any more questions. But my follow-up was going to be about proportionality. There are, as Congresswoman Omar points out, there's 84,000 Somali people living in Minnesota. And I don't know what the total number of white people, Caucasians are.
Yeah.
Out of our 5.5 million people, I'm guessing it's 3.5 million, four million.
Sure. Huge number.
Just off the top of my head. The proportionality is that there have been 70 some people charged and or convicted in a lot of these fraud cases. And the vast majority have been from the Somali community, not all of them, but a far bigger proportion than in the, and I hate to even say this, because in the white community. I mean, the trying to conflate those two things just didn't make any sense to me.
Well,
Glenn, you know, 84,000 is still a relatively small number,
yeah,
given our total state population, and to have that many Somali Minnesotans involved in the fraud, it's worth asking questions about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
And to suggest and remind folks, we're with Tom Hauser here, our guy from our show, obviously, and Channel 5, and sometimes fills in, to suggest we never talk about white males with any topic is lunacy. We talk all the time about young white males in mass shootings. We talk about young white males, how they've been affected by COVID, right? There's no doubt where that comes up. And, like, here's a texter, and I'm just going to push back at the texter, but also bring this back to Ilhan Omar. Chad and Tom, Representative Omar will always play the race card in order to deflect and not give a credible answer. See, I don't accept that in any way, although I don't agree also in any way with her answer yesterday. Because as someone who's interviewed Ilhan well into double figures, there are times when we have had lengthy interviews where I felt the answers have been smart, introspective, and honest. But in this case, I just feel like from afar, and I obviously don't know this, this is my conjecture, okay, this is just my opinion, that she was looking to shoot this down instantly and did that by trying to put you and Rochelle back on your heels.
Yeah, and there were a number of other reporters there as well, and it eventually became the media, you know, in general, is racist, which it just isn't in general. I can't speak for every single journalist in Minnesota or across the country, but that really, because, you know, we're trying to ask, you know, does the president's proposed action go too far? You can make that case, because to single out one community and say all Somalis with, you know, protections under TPS should be sent back, even though very few, if any of them, in the TPS program have also been involved in this fraud.
Well, can I jump in on that? Because from what you know and from someone else I talked to today, isn't the number so far zero? That if we end this temporary protection for Somalis, that the individuals arrested or arrested and convicted so far, that none of them, from what we know, qualify under that classification?
No, most of them, if not all of them, are now naturalized citizens.
Yeah, right.
Or they were born here. You know, they're from... Their families are from Somalia, but they were born here. To use the TPS program seems like, you know, using a sledgehammer to go after a mosquito.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to target the people responsible for the fraud, there are probably better ways to do it. But, you know, what has happened is now, as you can read on social media, everybody thinks everybody from Somalia should, including people who are now U.S. citizens,
right,
should be put on planes and that's, sent back.
And that's gross.
It's nonsense.
Yeah. It's insulting. That is racist. But when people say that, and this is just me, when the president puts that out there, and he puts in no work to find out that none of these folks are qualified for that, he's playing to the worst of his base, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, my family came here from Germany. My grandfather, he was like 2 years old when he came here, but in the early part of the 20th century, people felt kind of the same way about Germans and the Irish. And, you know, name all kinds of ethnic groups. I mean, we are a melting pot.
Yeah.
We're from all over the world in the United States. The most recent immigrants, many of them, tend to come from places like Somalia. And, you know, people felt, you know, had similar disdain for Germans and the Irish many years ago.
Yeah, we just have so many platforms now to discuss this where we didn't back then. And now some of the conversations are smart, respectful, fact-based, and also hate-filled. And it seems to me that
most of that from the knucklehead anonymous social media people on X and those platforms.
Correct.
That just literally, if you read too much of that, it makes you sick to your stomach because you know there's these anonymous people out there, but they actually feel this way. They are actually racist. And it's just...
The congressman was trying to paint you two in a broad brush, almost including you in that conversation where she's just 100% wrong.
Yeah, I mean, everything I put on social media, I put my name on. I mean, and I, you know, and most people who espouse those views would never put their name on it. That's why they're anonymous.
We have to go. You're not going to be one of these suckers who's running Thanksgiving morning, are you? I mean, come on.
I am a sucker for sure.
Oh,
I will.
God,
I'll be doing the Minnetonka Turkey Trot, 15th year in a row. It's a great fundraiser.
Okay.
You know, go out and
go ahead.
Work up an appetite and a thirst.
Just write a check.
Don't be out there.
Just stay in and write a check, you cheapskate. Let's go.
Okay. If it gets cold enough, maybe I will.
Thank you. Hopefully I see you tomorrow night. Hauser with us on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hauser can stretch. I mean, he runs 17 times a day.
He better stretch.
I mean, I don't know if he can work in stretch lab during. I think he might have been running there. There was some strange noise at some point. Was he running?
He was getting in at least a 5K.
I think he was. Hauser can go. You can go. Got a triathlon, what, about 3 months ago now?
Early September.
My body is betraying me because of a bit of an injury right now where I need stretch lab, but also my body's betraying me where I can't go to stretch lab. I got some stuff going on. Everybody can go. Fit, young, not fit, old. And by the way, when you go in, they'll evaluate you. Got all the technology there. They have trained flexologists who will work with you. And after that first 50-minute session, a little taller, a little more pliability, just feeling better about yourself, and you're going to say, how can I sign up to be a part of Stretch Lab on a regular basis like I have been, my son Quentin, and many friends for six-some years? Check it out today. Locations all over the place. StretchLab.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.